Two more people died from COVID-19 yesterday, bringing the total number of deaths to 9. 7 people have died in the north. The number of confirmed cases now stands at 1,564. That's double the figure of just 4 days ago. And as infections continue to accelerate around the globe, the official death toll from the coronavirus worldwide exceeds 21,000. Here, there's concern that the amount of personal protective equipment, like face masks and gowns, available to healthcare staff remains inadequate. Medical staff account for a quarter of all confirmed cases of the virus. The Minister for Health, Simon Harris, has said that the first of several huge consignments of equipment will arrive at the weekend. Joining us now on the line is the General Secretary of the Irish Nurses and Midwives Organisation, Phil Ní Hay. Good morning.
Good morning.
What have your members been saying to you about this situation?
Well, the simple point is, in order to provide care to patients with COVID-19 or who are suspected of COVID-19, our members have to have the correct protection. And there's very clear guidelines available to us from the WHO in respect of what that means. So we have been engaging with the HSE daily, twice daily, over the past number of weeks, to make sure that we do have a supply chain that is consistent. In other words, one shipment from China isn't going to fix this problem. We need a consistent supply chain. And we also need to look at the domestic supply chain to see if we can render particularly visors and face masks domestically. Now, the HSE tell us that they're on to that, that they are talking to manufacturers in Ireland, and they're also saying that the shipment we are expecting at the end of this week will be repeated. So that's good news. But in the meantime, we want to make sure that whatever stocks are available are now rerouted to areas where they really need them and where they're really short. And we have been working with the HSE all week. We've set up a free helpline for our members who contact us directly. We then contact the HSE and distribution happens. But we want to have a much more streamlined approach. We want, when the shipment arrives, for example, from China, that it's met immediately, that the HSE know in advance the areas that are most in need, and that procurement is then involved from the HSE to distribute it immediately without delay.
Are then some nurses contacting you to say that they do have a problem, that what's available to them isn't adequate?
What they're saying is they've been asked, for example, eye goggles are in short supply. They've been asked to reuse eye goggles. Now, the WHO was saying that that's not best practice. It says you can reuse face masks, for example, and you can wear the same face mask for up to 4 hours. However, it's saying obviously the best practice is after each wear of a face mask or goggles that they are discarded. What's happening here at the moment is that eye goggles particularly are being reused in some circumstances. What we've said to the HSE is that's not in accordance with what the WHO recommend as best practice, and they have to correct it. And in addition, they have to make sure that if eye goggles are being used in Ireland inappropriately, in other words, where they're not needed, well, then they have to reroute them to the area that needs them. The area that needs most eye protection, mouth protection, nose protection is when you are involved in interaction with the patient. And whether that patient is positive for COVID-19 or suspected, but the procedure that you're engaging in could generate an aerosol, like a cough, or, for example, if you're suctioning a patient in ICU, et cetera, that therefore the secretions become airborne and you are in danger of getting cross-contaminated as the healthcare worker. And invariably, it's going to be a nurse in an ICU or a doctor in an ICU. And therefore, the ICUs are priority number one, and the sample taking and the nurses and other ambulance staff, etc., who are involved in taking the swabs, they could also be in that situation. And we need the HSE to ensure that they are priority number one right now when we have a short supply until we get sufficient stocks.
And on another matter, related matter in many ways, people will know because the issue has been raised over the past few days, this question of student nurses. Now, the Taoiseach said yesterday that the government was examining this issue whereby student nurses are working in hospitals at the moment and not getting paid. Has there been any progress?
Well, we have made very serious representations that student nurses who are on placement need to be paid because they're actually now working. And I think the general consensus of our membership is the HSE are very slow to correct matters relating to nursing. We had a strike last year. We're still awaiting for some payroll departments to put the correct salaries up on their payroll system. Now, at a time like this, we're saying very simply, you have to change your mentality from what you always did when it came to nursing, and you have to act a lot faster, and you have to provide the correct pay rates, and you have to ensure that nobody is abused in the system by working and not getting paid.
Given, though, the public statements of the last couple of days, are you confident that this will happen and that these nurses will get paid?
We publicly welcomed the statement from the Minister of Health after our representations. We haven't got the detail of that. We need to see the detail. There's no point in saying, yes, they should be paid, and then not having that conversation with their trade union, because we have to make sure that the rate they're paid is the correct rate.
All right. Well, listen, Phil Nihay, thank you very much indeed for joining us on the line this morning. Phil Nihay there, General Secretary of the INMO.